Module 9, Say Yes to Christ. Session 1, A Different Kind of Lenten Retreat for Kids, Parents, and Godparents. Objective, discover the meat and potatoes of the period of purification and enlightenment. We are reaching the pinnacle of the journey. We are getting close to the mountaintop, so it's getting intense. The children sense the intensity, the purple, the quiet, the kneeling, all the rituals. It's Lent. And for the catechumens, it's the period of purification and enlightenment. I remember way back when I first started in catechumenate ministry, and before I really understood the period of purification and enlightenment and liturgical catechesis. The 3rd, 4th, and 5th Sundays of Lent were the dates when I taught baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. After all, the gospel readings for year A are very baptismal. However, the Lenten period of purification and enlightenment is a time for spiritual reflection, not sacrament classes. Sacrament classes come during catechumenate. Lent is a time to reflect upon and prepare for the upcoming celebration of the Paschal Mystery that the catechumens, and indeed all of us, will celebrate at the Easter Vigil. The rite of Christian initiation of adults speaks directly about what the period is to entail. Quote, "This is a time of more intense spiritual preparation, consisting more in interior reflection than in catechetical instruction," end quote. Number 139, Canada, number 126. In this module, we will discuss what this, quote, intense spiritual preparation, end quote, looks like for children. We will specifically look at the scrutinies and presentations, and finally, at the sacraments of initiation. Spiritual meat and potatoes for kids. Even though the spiritual preparation is intense, it's also age-appropriate. Moreover, the rite of Christian initiation of adults tells us that, quote, the interior reflection, quote, end quote, for this period is like. So, we don't have to guess or make up or design our own retreat. It's all designed for us. The celebration of the scrutinies and presentations are what help the elect do the interior reflection of Lent. The scrutinies and presentations are the meat and potatoes of Lent. The RCIA says it's the celebration of these rituals that, quote, brings about purification and enlightenment, end quote, of Lent. Furthermore, the three scrutinies are rites of repentance that lead to healing and strengthening. Number 141, Canada, number 128. The two presentations enlighten the elect by expressing the heart of the church's faith. Number 147, Canada, number 134. Let's look at an example of how these rites make up a healthy serving of meat and potatoes for the elect. A plain old, regular, everyday story. Although some kids benefit from the scrutinies because of the extraordinary pressures and issues in their lives, I'm going to use the example of Alex. Alex, age 11, is like the majority of kids in the catechumenate who have plain old, regular, everyday concerns and worries, nothing big or dramatic. Nonetheless, I contend that children are aware of and touched by the power of evil in the world. Just think of the images of 911 that these children have grown up with. Or think of the number of kids who come to school hungry and with dirty clothes and shoes that don't fit. The scrutinies free the elect, quote, from the power of sin and Satan, end quote, and, quote, give them strength in Christ, end quote. Number 141, Canada, number 128. Thus, all children can benefit from this strength and freedom. For Alex, when we prepared to celebrate the first scrutiny, he said that he needed strength, quote, to not fight with my little sister, end quote. Granted, fighting with your sister is not evil and probably not even a sin, but it was real to Alex. And it was also a starting point from which we could urge him to look beyond himself. Preparation for a scrutiny. Asking children to, quote, progress in self-knowledge through serious examination of their lives, end quote, is part of what we do in our preparation for the scrutinies. Number 142, Canada, number 129. It's also important to have parents involved in the preparation for the scrutinies so that they know what we are asking their children to consider. Here's what a preparation session may look like for the first scrutiny. First, reflect upon the gospel for the third Sunday of Lent, Year A. Use a guided meditation or a dramatic reading, or focus on just a portion of the gospel. Highlight the water image. Have water, buckets, or even a well. How did living water give the woman strength? Name areas of strength and weakness in our lives. Ask parents and children to discuss. Incorporate their thoughts into the, quote, intercessions for the elect, end quote, number 153, Canada, number 141. Do this when you celebrate the rite. Close with minor exorcism, numbers 90 through 94, Canada, number 90 through 94. This preparation session, the rite itself, and the reflection session after the rite are the meat and potatoes of the period of purification and enlightenment. In the next session, we'll continue our discussion of the scrutinies with children. However, let's spend a little more time on the preparation session. Please go to exercise 1.